We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. This is our WWL coverage of OTAs and is brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. Bob, we talked a little bit about this. Certainly the big news was seeing Foster Morrow out on the field participating. But if there was a guy that stuck out today, it was Lucas Kroll, the tight end. I thought he made four really nice catches.
Right.
His body looks different than a year ago. He looks like a slimmer guy. You brought it up to Coach, and he brought up the fact he's impressive catching the football. He's a big guy, a big target guy. We got to find out if he can block.
Right. You don't want to be one-dimensional. Now, listen, it's good that you're a pass-receiving tight end, but if you could do it all, then you could play on first, second, third down. Can you set the edge? Mike, he was, like, on the radar of all everyone that evaluates talent, like yourself and a number of people, that when he was at Pitt, University of Pittsburgh, that's where Aaron Donald, Ricky Jackson, the Pitt Panthers. So when you look at that, Mike, he was with the quarterback with the Steelers.
Kenny Pickett.
With Kenny Pickett. That's when he was on the radar, and Kenny Pickett trusts him. And I think we all know Derek Carr knows how to utilize the tight end.
The other thing, too, is he was on most boards when he came out of high school in Kansas.
Okay.
He was either one, two, or three at
so,
tight
Mike,
end.
So, Mike, he was in Kansas and he went to Pitt? That's
no,
weird.
He went to Florida first.
Oh.
And there's a guy by the name of Kyle Pitts that said, oh, yeah, it don't matter if you sign here. Got this
and
job.
Kyle Pitts is a top 10 with draft pick with the Atlanta Falcons.
And so, basically, Lucas decided, I got to go somewhere else.
Yeah, transfer portal.
And so, it worked for him. It really did because he really hooked up well with Kenny Pickett. And that combination, especially short yardage and in the red zone, was really, really good for the Panthers.
Well,
with Krull and also Kenny Pickett.
You know, Mike had four targets, four catches. His long was about 15 yards. So total was about 35 yards receptions. So you got to give him that. I thought Chris Olave didn't look like a rookie out there. He looked like a veteran that we were counting on. If I look at Chris Olave catches, and off the top of my head, I want to say probably like three receptions. So I'll look at that bomb that he came down with, that he beat Marcus May. It was a dug by Derek Carr, but he still came down with the catch. That's the damn catches I want him to make in the games when they count. Boy, it's like a 50-50 ball. Are you going to come down with Chris Olave over Marcus May? He came down with that catch. Now, in a real game, maybe Marcus May might have gained the business, and he wouldn't have finished the catch. But I'm looking at Olave, Mike, having a curl route, plus 10. Just looking at another catch he had, like plus 12. So if you just break it down like that, I think Chris Olave had three catches total over 70 yards. So Chris Olave came up big time. Who did not come up so big time? And the Saints fans were like, he's a great Sean Payton loved him. He's a great run-blocking wide receiver. Tre'Quan Smith, he had one target and one drop. How about you freaking catch the ball? Okay, you're a receiver. We love it that you could block, potentially block. as a receiver because that always helps establish the run game. But Tre'Quan Smith with the drop pass.
That was a bad drop, too. No, I mean, it was right there.
I mean, the fans are done. The Houdan Nation, we done with Tre'Quan. Mike, they get all mad at me because I bring up Tre'Quan Smith. Well, this is what he brings to the table. They're ready to move on from Tre'Quan Smith. Right now, they almost look at it. Tre'Quan, hopefully, is on the back end. You look at, okay, because the receiving core, who's in the top four? Who's in the top five? Tre'Quan Smith, right now, they don't want him to even be in that number, like four or five. And so Tre'Quan, he has the ability. He plays hard, but he's never come up big time as a receiver. You know what's going to happen? The Saints are going to cut Tre'Quan Smith. He's going to go to Denver. Yeah. He's going to go to Denver like Adam Trautman.
Exactly.
And then Sean Payton's going to try and make Tre'Quan Smith work out.
Bob, one of the intriguing guys, and I saw him play a number of games at Massachusetts, is the running back Ellis Weatherby. And Ellis is, he's no small back now. He's a 6'2", 225 back. And he's a north-south guy. He's not going to give you a lot in wiggle. He's a guy, actually, that went to high school in Alpharetta, Georgia.
Well, Mike, you think about it. Talk about look the part.
He looks the part.
What, he's 6'2", 225, the rookie. The UMass Minutemen, you know, when you think of UMass, now this is maybe old school, you think of basketball, you don't think about UMass football. You know what's crazy? I think it was 1998, that Northwestern State University in the 1AA playoffs, Mike, Northwestern lost to UMass. They had a linebacker that was a stud in there playing for the Redskins and stuff. I started thinking about that. But when you think of UMass and you got a football player, that's like a diamond in the rough. That's like all of a sudden if you're a stud football player from UConn. Okay, I was an awesome player at UConn. When you think of like UConn or UMass, you think of basketball. You don't necessarily think of football.
The other thing, too, is that I had not seen him catch a lot in college. He didn't catch a lot of footballs there. But I watched him in the drills.
He looked smooth. He looked
man,
smooth.
The hands are out front, and he catched it smoothly. And so, man, he started jumping, and it's a sort of a tall mountain for him to climb to make this team.
Maybe practice squad might.
But, man, he looks the part. He gives you some thunder between the tackles. He's a big man. But I was interested in how well he could catch the football, and in the drills, he caught everything they threw to him. Caught the ball and out front with his hands. Because a lot of times guys that – or maybe a little bit nervous at these type drills.
Right.
They want the body to be part of the catch. They become body snatchers.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
ball's
yeah.
Right so, up against them.
So they're not confident to just catch it with their hands, and they want to use their body with their hands, and then because they're a little nervous and all that, then they don't look smooth. You have to look smooth. I'll tell you, this day and age, if you're a running back, a pass-receiving running back, you have to catch the ball as a running back like a receiver. Whether it's a swing route, whether you're in the flat, or you're doing a check down, whether it's an option route, you're going in or out, and the quarterback has to be accurate, and that's what Drew Brees did an outstanding job. And that's what you want. Derek Carr knows this. Like if you got Alvin Kamara coming out the backfield, where the linebacker can't be right. You look at the coverage, whether you're going in or out, and you don't want to throw the ball behind him or too low, hit him in stride, then you get the yards after the catch.
The other guy, too, and I saw him play in high school so much, Kirk Merritt from Destrehan High School. He sort of bounced around a few colleges, and then finally he got a shot last year. He was impressive in camp, but he was mainly used as a receiver.
Right.
Today, what we saw, he was mainly playing running back, and I know he can catch the ball coming out of the backfield.
Well, this is what I think, Mike. By just seeing that, now we're not at every practice. We're going to get to witness like Tuesday, then you have the mandatory minicamp. They know what he can do at receiver. They want to see if he can be multidimensional. Okay, you know the receiver position. You know the offense. Okay, during the offseason, I want you to go in the running back room. I want to see what you can bring to the table. Now, they're not really tackling. So I would say, based on what I've witnessed so far, at the beginning of training camp in a preseason game, that Merritt is at running back. Okay, we're going to be in a game, or like let's say you practice it against – now, we haven't heard this, if they're going to practice against the Chargers when they play. And that would make sense to get away from the heat and humidity. to go out to L.A. to practice 2 or 3 days before that game. But to see him at the running back position competing against another defense or in a preseason game to see his cut and his vision. Because, Mike, I still think they know he has the ability to be an NFL receiver. But what, Mike, if all of a sudden, okay, now think about this on your resume. If you could be an NFL receiver and an NFL running back, Mike, you don't think the other teams don't know that? That all of a sudden, Mike, you could prolong your career. The more you could do at a high level, that they have the trust factor, that you're smart enough to pick up the blocking schemes or your responsibilities. You know, if you're a natural runner like he was in high school and you can catch the ball.
And he could help you in the return game.
Right. And then especially, Mike, I think that's a good choice by the Saints doing that. And it's up to him. Don't get discouraged. Be encouraged that they're giving you an opportunity at a different position because it's always the more you can do.
At the first team linebacking corps, DeMario Davis, he don't need this practice.
It's, right, right.
It's somebody else.
Yeah.
But who was running with the ones? Pete Werner and DeMarco Jackson, who got injured early last year Appalachian State. He was running with the ones today.
Mike, he's a tackling machine. What he did at Appalachian State, you know what? I always look at a player. Can you answer the bell? Are you playing hurt? But you look at DeMarco. Okay, Mike, you'd be almost shocked. Okay, if he's truly playing, if he doesn't hit the century mark, doesn't have between 100 and 120 tackles because he has a nose for the football. You know, that's something you can't coach. You got to point him in the right direction. But, Mike, I think now you got to stay healthy because they'll find somebody else. But 6'1", basically 235. Put it this way. If the Saints would cut him and the teams aren't giving up on him because he could tackle. If you could tackle, teams will give you an opportunity because they look at the numbers, how aggressive you are, and you might say, well, he's making a tackle five, six yards down the field. They will evaluate all of that. Where you at? But all I know is, if you're a tackling machine and you can run sideline to sideline, you'll always have an opportunity. You got to be able to run. You got to run and not be out of control when you're whiffing. If you're running sideline to sideline, and Pete Werner, to me, what I've been impressed with, now Mike, and now we lost Caden Ellis also. Pete Werner and Caden Ellis, I could see the vision the Saints had for them because they're football players. And now, DeMario Davis, he's at a different level. I'm just saying, trying to last in the NFL and be at a high level. No, Caden Ellis, Pete Werner's that. And I think DeMarcus has that chance. Now, I don't know if he's going to fulfill that, but DeMarcus Jackson has that chance. DeMarco Jackson has that chance.
One of the things, we did a Touchdown Club of New Orleans banquet, him and I together, and he was telling me when I was in college, I played the mic. I played Sam. I played Will.
He played all three across the board.
And he said every year they sort of moved me around a little bit. And he said I understood it because if you stay in one spot, a team will say, you know what, that's where he's at. That's how we're going to block him.
Right.
And so they moved him around quite a bit.
Hey, listen, as much as I love traditional football, old school and all, like Dick Butkus cannot play on third down. He would get burned. Oh, my God, he couldn't even maybe play on second down. He'd be so one-dimensional, downhill, stuffing the run, and then you'd exploit him in pass coverage. Mike, Dick Butkus, okay, that's a household NFL football name.
That's why it's hard to compare errors.
That you cannot compare errors because the game has changed.
It's much more of a pitch. And Dick was a really good athlete before his knees
went
south on him.
In pass coverage. Even, Mike, before his knees or whatever injury, I'm going to tell you right now.
We played
the San Diego Chargers. And Junior Seau, who would be hell-bent for leather, knocked the crap out of you coming downhill.
Couldn't cover.
And no, Mike, we played the Chargers. Whoever he was guarding, I would just throw it to him. Like, downhill, he was burning him. Burning him. He could not pass coverage. And Mike, he's considered like Pro Bowl and all that, how tackling machine. That's why today, the pressures you have on a linebacker, boy, you better have those cover skills. Now, it's good that you could go downhill and tackle. But, Mike, if that's all you can do, you can't play on second or third down.
Kevin Mawai always says this, and he come, and this is a Pro Football Hall of Famer now. He's coaching high school football out in Tennessee. And he comes to our Louisiana line camp, and he said, Mike, the worst position to play on the field today, linebacker.
Oh, it's a lot.
It's the absolute worst because of the way the game has changed and your responsibilities. They want you to blitz like an outside linebacker. They want you to play to run like a defensive tackle, and they want you to cover like a corner. How many guys can do that?
That's why Double D, DeMario Davis, considering that's why you can never give up. You have to have confidence in your talent and how you develop. You can be a late bloomer. Okay, DeMario Davis, do you know the Saints are his third team? And DeMario Davis is an all-pro. Think about that, Mike. Okay, the Browns gave up on him.
The Jets
gave up on him. Okay, and then he comes to the Saints.
Yeah.
DeMario Davis, I'm telling you, is up there. Mike, I play with him, the Dome Patrol. The great Sam Mills, Von Johnson, look, Ricky Jackson, Pat Swilling. I'd say more in the interior, more like comparing him to Von Johnson. And Sam Mills, a different era. But DeMario Davis. Now, again, we need to find the next DeMario Davis and the next Cam Jordan.
Because they're
getting older.
Yeah, you're not Ponce de Leon.
Well, we have to worry about, okay, I'm not worried about 2023. But 2024 and beyond, no, we need to find that next Cam Jordan, that next DeMario Davis. Okay, Peyton Turner, are you going to step up? Or how about the Foskey? Is he going to be the next Cam Jordan? If he has the Marcus Davenport measurables, but you know what's the difference? He's always playing. He's healthy. But watch it, man. If Marcus Davenport, he better not play every game for the Vikings. That'll take me off.
I wouldn't be surprised you see him with 14, 15 sacks this year.
He's got the talent. Are you kidding me?
This is our WWL coverage of OTAs, and it's brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. We'll be back with more here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 right after this break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.